You gonna ring them Bert yet?
No, we're doing Ed. Ed in Kauai.
Oh, hey, Ed. Come on, Ed.
Hi, Ion.
Hey, how they hanging?
Hanging good. How you doing?
Good. I'm just bubbling over. We've been waiting patiently on you. How's everything down at the farm?
Everything's good. I had a question to ask you about Ion and Bob.
Come on.
On the analytics, usually the English-speaking countries have the highest amount of viewers to the website. So it starts with the United States, then it usually goes to Canada, UK, and Australia in that order of number of people. But since December, France has twice as many people viewing the website as the U.S.
Yes, we know.
Who are these
people?
They're
lost people. They sort of, you are one of the only ones that actually been around long enough to know the old portals. Remember when all the portals opened, they were with key only, and you had to have the symbols and the code, and then they were all open. There was great vacuums or voluminous amounts of shifts and changes. Even the census couldn't keep up with it, remember? Because you even had conundrums regarding that, of how this went up and down too much, and how the whole mashup of the way the public was different. Like China wasn't all of a sudden the most populated thing. Then Asia was more, but it was part of China. And then the Mongols took over, and then airplanes started falling through the sky, and you couldn't find them, and then they couldn't. And then Michael Jackson slipped away and then worked out a way to get all these money checks on the other side. And then Prince came back along and through. Okay, some of those people are showing up there. Remember, the ones from France that couldn't get here, that were lost, you did a big expose on it some time ago. One of the first ones. Remember?
No, I don't remember that.
Charles de Gaulle?
No.
Well, you did a huge thing on it then, and it was all a big to-do then. I mean, that's
okay.
It was the Paris-Brazil flight, Ed.
Okay, yes. Oh, you mean Charles de Gaulle Airport?
Yes.
Sure.
Now, what happened is those people are now reaching out, and they're trying to find it. Well, they can't find it. They can't find their way back here. So we've also, back in the old original early cash flow, payday, overflow, underflow, whatever the barrage of ridiculous shit that was, it really doesn't make any difference. But the point then becomes, oh, okay, they're landing. And so this is the only place that they can connect to. The keywords in your analytics allow them access to you. See? And you thought you were good for nothing, Ed. Look at there. You've got a
full
purpose after all. Isn't that great?
It is great.
It is.
It's wonderful
because what they're doing is they're using it to reconnect. Because, see, from where they are, they can't even get to, like, the Hawaiianic website. They can't even get to that. But that ridiculous Blogspot, .com, they can get that. Somehow it sort of lines back up. So down at the farm works. It's out good.
Do they speak English?
Some patency Deutsch. They do speak English. If they don't speak anything now, because the whole wide world is down to OMG, what's the BFD? Do you see? Because if it isn't on Periscope or back pages, who's looking at it anymore? Just saying. And now the new Red Cube, you had to go, it's going to take over Pornhub to keep going. You know, it's astounding what you're going to do. But now, as far as midget porn goes, they have the tops for midget porn. That's for sure. Things a midget can do, you know, it's who would have thought it was ever possible. Now, the French are into sucking, too. This goes into Shah's thing, where she was worried about the vampires consuming her as on a fire. They can do wonderful things from the cunnilingus side of the world, too. So that's always a pleasure to note as well, isn't it?
Yes. And so this France thing happening in December, it didn't have anything to do with Bob going to France.
Bob hasn't been to France.
Did Carolyn go to France?
Yes, she did.
And which Bob did I go with?
Apparently the horny one.
Okay.
So what? We went to a parallel world France, or we went to we aren't in this world, right? We're not in this world, so we're not in a world that has friends. We went somewhere distant. That's why those
That's
people
why they're
showed
having
up
a hard time. That's why they're having a hard time, and they have to go through Ed to find their way back to here for an echo. Wait, you're going to love this. There's an echo. Wait, you're going to love this. There's an echo. Wait, you're going to love this. An echo from the burning bush. Yes.
Hmm.
It's going to be great. They're going to take the bushes and put them in a little pile and burn them. It's going to be so great. That damn Barbara will burn for days, won't she?
Before December, for about 6 months before that, Russia and the Ukraine, they didn't have as many as France, but they were often number two below the United States, above Canada, UK, and Australia. So what was the Russia and Ukraine about?
There are two Georges, and the Hendiades kicks in. Bob's went through this to death. Bob's just bored with it all now. He's done it to death. The two by two by two, you know, the Arc syndrome and all that crap. So he did through all that. There's two Georges, and they're connecting, reconnecting as well.
When you say they're connecting, reconnecting, do you mean these are people from another world, went to another world, another Georgia?
Some. Some
okay.
are.
But okay.
Not all. You don't mean the Georgia in the United States, I am. I mean there's two Russian Soviet Georgias.
Yes, and there are two Georges in what you call United States. The United States are. That's what we're going to start calling them now.
So four Georges?
At least.
Is that George the First? George the Second?
No. You're into Roxy's time now. Sorry.
Oh, excuse me.
No, you're all right. We just said, you know, don't be the son. Unlike you, and, she's a little more godly. She could have you smoke. You have to be careful.
Well, thanks. I appreciate you helping me be careful. I don't want to get smoted by Roxy.
For sure. We do. That's a good thing.
And when the president gets his RNA bottles, do they have to be inspected by the Secret Service?
No, they do not.
Are the Secret Service taking RNA?
You had to talk to the Carolyn.
Hey, Ed, maybe say this. Trump gets the bottles through his relatives, right, Ion?
Okay.
Not through government sources.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't go through the Secret Service.
They go to Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, it goes to Fifth Avenue, Ed.
But I was just under the impression Secret Service would have to inspect anything that goes to the president.
No, Donald trusts his daughter more than the fucking Secret Service.
and they fired all the royal tasters, too.
There was talk of Trump having his own security. Does he have his own security in addition to Secret Service?
He does.
What percentage of people coming across the border between Mexico and the U.S. are not Mexican citizens? What percentage?
Half.
Okay. Has Trump ever interacted with Openell Hobob?
Twice. But God's sake, don't tell him. He'll never hear the end of it. He's head big as fucking Jerusalem right now, and he's looking for the left bank to expand it a little bit more. So the last thing you want to do is get him stirred up in that bullshit.
And I'm expanding Jerusalem.
Ian, would you be able to describe the scene when Trump visits the Queen later this year, Queen Elizabeth II?
He's already been twice through the Resolute Desk. How do you think they got the Winston Churchill bus back so quickly?
Where was that bus that they had to get it back?
It was given back to England. The ridiculous abomination had it dispelled from this realm.
For me, what would be the best time of day to take Restructure?
Well, first of all, let's say we're going to change you up. If you want to change you up, if you're really interested, we're going to change you
up. I'm really interested.
Good. Okay, good. You're going to do what you do. that we don't care anything about your eating thing. That really doesn't affect anything or have anything. The problem is between your ears. That's the issue. That's where the problem comes. When you're literal, like we are, everything matters. So there is no antimatter that doesn't matter. So now, when you do any kind of vigorous activity, we don't care what that is, fucking, walking, swimming, drinking yourself to death, we don't really care what it is, putting a new roof on the house, you know, cleaning those damn mirrors. You could spend a week cleaning and washing those mirrors. There's a lot of mirrors, Ed, just saying. But anyhow, doing something of that level, any type of activity that you do where you actually warm up enough to actually have a sweat after your activity, you should do that a couple of times a day. Enjoy your restructure right after you complete that. Like when you're working out, if you work out or do something, an activity, when you come in before you hit water and all those other things, do your restructure then, okay? And mix it up good. And if you don't mind it being cool, put a little ice in it would be very nice. And make it enjoyable. It should be luscious.
Good. Thanks for that. I appreciate that.
And if you'll get out of your mind, if you'll get out of your damn mind, all of a sudden your body will respond. Exactly. And quickly, because you're forcing this point. And we don't care, because it's all good with us. You're fine. You're no trouble. But at the same time, you're looking for something different. You want more.
Yeah.
This is the more that you were prescribing. But don't make it be because of the exception of. Make it the begetting to. Instead of making the exception of, make it the begetting to. Allow your body to transform the way you actually wanted it in the first place. And the best way to do that is to don't even think about it. Then you won't have all these weirdness. I can't sleep. And, oh, my God, I wish I was dead. I'm eternal now, and I can't die. That sucks. You know, that's a terrible way to live. So we're trying to take the heat out of the fire for you. And it's been a white-knuckle flight, but you're going to live. So let's do it. Let's do this thing. What do you think?
Are you hell yeah. Definitely.
All right, good. Do it that way. And just, like, one serving a day, if you do a really good exercise routine, would be fine.
Okay.
Because you're still allowing your body then to soak it up, to sop it up. And another thing to do, put some Renew in your belly button. Just a little bit. Do that for a month and see what happens.
And I just wanted to say, Ian, how appreciative I am of our relationship. And all that you've done for me, it's been spectacular. And especially the deal, the art of the deal that happened last week. Everything fell in my favor without me doing anything. And it was so unusual. Yeah. I mean, and no one would believe that. It was so unusual.
You didn't even believe it.
I was expecting the deal to fall through.
We know, and that's the point. See, and that was what, and that's also what happened with other things. You only get what you allow to come in. You're so powerful, you can snatch victory out of the jaws of defeat always, but you can also snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory the same way. Do you see? So, It's the labyrinth of the mind is the trouble. And once you get past that, and when you gave up on it, that's when it worked out. So good for you.
When Trump said, we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
He means physical power of God. That's exactly what he's saying. He is representing the seven trumpets. He is laying it out. Blow by blow. And he could give a happy fuck whatever everyone else thinks about what he thinks about. Isn't it delicious?
It is definitely delicious. He's kind of like somebody's Ionettes. He just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. And it's so fun. They nail him. They make him say pussy on CNN. He's scavenging a tape. It's the end of it. We've got him now. It's over. It's done. And the first words out of his mouth was, well, this has been an interesting day, hasn't it? This has been an interesting day. Thanks for the fish.
Did he mean when he said he's transferring power back to the people that the people will have to be responsible for themselves now and not look to government for things like, you know, national parks, the arts. Or,
see, I know. Okay? Well, who gives a fuck about all that stuff anyway? For Pete's sake, they can't even get to it anyway. That's why we need another fucking Peggy Mellon monument to tell about somebody how she ain't got no money checks no more. Ooh-wee, yeah, that's another fail-safe for Bob brought a drug out of the dungeon. Next thing you'll be trying to loan the Rothschilds enough money so they get to pay their damn bills. They can't even make Opus One anymore. It's the most sired up, ridiculous thing you've ever seen. Meanwhile, Bob's happy ass laid up there eating Lappert's ice cream, letting it drip down his throat hole and eating 10 pounds of chicken at one sitting and mad because the popcorn's not ready yet. So what you gonna do?
Will the princes, William and Harry, get their statue of Diana in Windsor Castle?
We think that will be fine. Yes, it's not a problem. Bob said he'd pay for it, so it's okay. And we're going to put a new plinth in at Trafalgar Square. There's a new plinth going in at Trafalgar Square. It's going to be amazing. We might do one of us. That might be fun. But we had to talk to the Carolyn.
Okay, Ion, Bob, thank you very much. I'm very grateful for our interaction.
You are very, very welcome always. And don't make such a big to-do of all this. Have some fun, for God's sake. Why not? Go get laid. You'll be all right.
Okay, that sounds definitely like a lot of fun.
Thanks, Ed. Good questions.
Were we too hard on him, Bob? Was it okay?
No, you weren't. It was fine. Fine.
Oh, good. We didn't want to be terse. We wanted to be gentle and soft, like we practiced so many times. Tell Ed, though, if he ever wants it rough, let us know. We got some recording that curl his hair, don't we, Bob?
Want what rubbed?
If he wants it rough.
Rough. Oh, rough. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know
some
people.
Yeah. It's great fun if you decide you want to up the anthropomorphic ante just a little bit.
Yes. The 604 guy, maybe it was Nader or something, he was on here and he dropped off. So get your ass back here if you want to.
Hit Bert right quick because he's got some things to do for tomorrow. We won't keep him long.
Okay, Bert. Glad you enjoyed the music, as usual.
Yes.
Always enjoy the music.
As usual.
Would you like to have a little taste of something? What do you want to rehear? Charles Mingus or Zappa or Doris Troy? What would you like to hear?
Charles Mingus.
I left my wallet in El Segundo.
Charles Mingus.
That's coming up. Okay, Charles Mingus. And this is good, 1955.
If you play a lot that I forgot about, I mean, even like Charles Mingus, I forgot about him. I mean, there's a lot of music.
How about Blind Melon Jelly?
Yeah, can't wait.
Damn, I missed that.
I think that's a Zappa bootleg, isn't it? But, Ed, wow. I mean, Bert, this is the incredible
Thomas,
acoustic wealth.
Thomas.
On YouTube.
Andrew, is that you, Andrew? Come on, Andrew.
Andrew Crystal?
Bartholomew, yeah.
Hey, Aya.
Okay, Bert.
That's right.
Aya. Real quick.
Okay.
Something
good.
That you were talking about, Bob didn't go to France. It reminded me, we sent postcards in October, and they arrived in Switzerland in January, and that's 3 months. I mean, that's like
a day.
That's a good point,
well,
Bert.
Okay, but
so did Bert go to France like that weekend when we saw him, Ian?
Not with you.
Okay.
You went into a parallel world, Bert. You had your first parallel world on October 8th, okay, the day I had my first session with the Cosmic Awareness in 1969. So there's the resonance. Bert went to a parallel world.
When blue went into the yellow asshole, the blue stone went into the yellow stone's asshole, and the nutted, and it turned green, and when it turned green, then it came in the, and then ISIS overrun Issy, and Issy told Rai to go stick it up his pie hole, and then he ate pie. And once he ate pie, it was over. Yeah.
Hey, Ion, I'm going to start on a news event that I, instead of my normal question. On the 31st of January, these astronomers in Honolulu noticed that they named something called the Dipole Repeller, and they said that this force, this unseen force, is pushing the galaxy. Is that a fact, or is that just their visual space?
That's an alternate fact, yes. That's an alternate fact, but yes, it is.
Are you responsible for that?
Well, talk to the Carolyn.
Yeah, Bert, you're saying it's kind of a propeller pushing the universe? Is that what you said?
No. Dipole repeller is saying an unseen force is pushing the galaxy into another space of the universe.
It is.
Our galaxy. Our galaxy.
It's flipping.
Yeah, our galaxy, flipping. Yes.
The poles are flipping, and yes, it's moving Hawaii up to Alaska and shifting the Georgias around and making people go to France, making vampires suck people that they wouldn't normally suck.
A propeller.
This also related.
Or just a force.
Repeller.
R-E-P-E-L-L-E-R.
Repeller's
doing it.
Repeller,
okay.
Yes.
Oh, God, there's another formula, Carolyn. Take repel. Keeps the vampires back.
Repel.
Okay, Ion.
Repel. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ian, I want to go back to something you said last week regarding the quark and hypothalamus moving in and out of each other by the 14 degrees of freedom. Is this a new development? Is this something new or is it always?
It's always. It's always. We just got through a Groundhog Day. We're actually tired of it all, personally, but we hang on for you all one more day.
Is there an experience that we have that we notice that this is taking place?
The Medici series. Did you
okay,
not hear
I
the song?
Watch that then.
Did you not hear the
Now look at that
the
statement.
Song?
The Medici series. Since media are extension of us, and we're inside the media, cyborg in, android meme, when you talk about yourself, this is why you should talk to Bob when I'm not around, you got to talk about TV series. That's part of yourself. That's why your pecs are dying or whatever they're doing, Bert, this week. You know what I mean? See the point? It's a very
yes.
good answer by Ion. Naming a TV show affecting you personally, anthropomorphically.
Let
of course, Ion wouldn't
yeah.
agree with one fucking thing I
let
said
it,
there. He would not agree
let
with
it show
rest
you,
assured, I'm on the
let
right
it
track.
Let us show you one last time. Let us show you one last sign. Look at the words to that music. Gene, put the words up so he can see them.
Yeah, it's a good song. I've been watching the series
yes,
the past weekend. They play that song at the beginning of every show. I wonder if I saved that. I don't know if I have that here. But go ahead, Bert.
You little shit, it's on our playlist, so.
Oh, I can go over there.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, Ian, by the way, there are like four or five Vestal songs that do not play on your playlist, your master playlist.
Yes, they do. They've been repaired. Your world was...
They've been repaired?
They're there now.
Okay.
It said deleted.
My world was
not
up.
Available. It said, well, that's what it said. It said, in your world, it was not available in your country. That's what it said, and it is. Now.
No, it did it say that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll look back. Okay. Ion, have the 14 degrees of freedom always existed?
No. No.
Are the 14 degrees of freedom a new phenomenon since you appeared?
No.
In 2009?
No.
Can you give the origination then, when the 14 degrees
through
of freedom started?
Through divination. Well, it all started at the Garden of Eden, and then when it didn't work, when you got thrown out of the Garden of Eden, that's when you got the 14 degrees of freedom.
So their movement now is because we're going back. Is that
excellent? Excellent. Tell us about your fourth and fifth movement.
They're getting better, but it's quite
tell us
interesting.
The difference.
They flow
body.
Better.
Tell us about your body while you're doing them.
Even though those movements look light, it's kind of a strange exertion after I do those. It makes me quite lazy, but the muscles, I mean, the whole feel changes. I mean, I get pumped. I didn't do any resistance training. I just did those movements, and it feels like it's changed my body.
Good. Sometimes you justify the words you spill, like spitting embers, they spoke and kill. Outside my troubles are colder, but in these eyes the melody smolders, I know. The whispers, they hurt sometimes. They swell and fracture my. But can't you see the sanity in my epiphany? Let me cure these blackened hearts. Let me show you one last time. Let me show you one last sign. You can find it. I can say that I can change the world. But if you'll let me, I can make another world for us. Let me suffer all for you. Make this vision all brand new. We can fight them. I can say that I can win it all. Come with me, and I will make my worst untold. Do you get that? My worst untold. Let me do this. What are you here to do? You're here to rejoice, to revenge, to resolve, to be longed for. See, if you want it. You're here. Sometimes I justify the words I spill. Like secret angels, they test your will. That's what you're doing. You're fucking up the OA now, big one. Let me tell you. But outside, my troubles are over. But in your eyes, the melody is frozen.
Okay, Ian, you said the fourth and fifth movement. But is that they're flowing better because I'm working on that third movement with the elbows? Is that why that's flowing?
You're still favoring your elbow and you don't do the grunt right.
All right. I mean, it's an evolving practice.
It would be, do you understand what a snake sounds like?
Yes. I will have to remind myself.
Could you imagine what it would sound like if a snake bit a bear? In that guttural moan.
Okay.
The guttural moan.
Hey, Ian, you told me about the dorsals fusing. Is that like the fourth and fifth movements training that part, the dorsals?
It's preparing you to feel that. We're not trying to make you an angel, darling. We're trying to show you how to run the angels. We're trying to show you that you're more powerful than the angels. So if you can do what angels do, how much easier is God stuff?
Gotcha.
If we can make you feel like a god, you'll be revered as one.
Gotcha on that, too.
Banging.
Another question about the airs. Are the airs changing?
Nope. Another question
with the appearance
about
of the
your
new
head.
Element?
Nope. The question is about your head. First.
Okay.
When you do the flip, the neck flip, do you feel that in the back of your head?
You know, at this point, when I deflect, yes. I don't. No, I have to... No, I do not. Is that something I have to feel?
No. We'd rather you not. So good.
Yeah, I don't
feel anything.
Because otherwise
you're going to make something sore. It's like what you're trying to do, what you're constantly trying to do with your sciatica for some ridiculous reason. We do not know why. But this will help that, though.
Can you go into that? Because I'm very careful about my sciatica. and I'm doing, you know, the ass workouts and stuff. That's when I walk. I'm learning how to walk with my ass. So can you go into what you're saying that I'm messing it up?
Put Finnegan's Wake on your head. Balance Finnegan's Wake on your head. No. It'll help. It'll change your posture. Your problem is your fucking head. So let's put something on your head that's worth something. So balance Finnegan's Wake, and we would prefer a nice leather bound version, or at least something, no paperback. It's got to be a book, not paper.
All right.
Balance it.
Hey, does that museum have a copy? Does that museum in Zurich? I'll go and buy and look.
You can get it fucking Amazon in about 1 second. You know.
I know, but it would be a lot faster.
Don't the Gideons put it in hotel rooms?
No, they put it in the Bible. Okay, Ian, back to my head. I want to ask. Yes, it's a relationship. That's right. Okay.
Wow.
Yes.
Now we're talking about the resonant interval. So now what we're talking about is you doing your OA steps, and you haven't done the fifth movement correctly yet, and your dorsals are shifting, and your butt is getting better. We're real proud about that. And we got to get your head to flick just right. And you're favoring your sciatica, but you're being careful. And your knee is all better now. You're welcome, by the way. And let's see. There was something else. The finger span. Now you're just a slugger doing nothing, laying up in the bed, sipping champagne and eating fucking bonbons.
I'm not doing anything. And that's true.
That's a bitch. Life's a bitch. That's a bitch, ain't it?
No, it's really nice, but I'm adjusting to it this week. I was quite lazy, but the effects are showing, so I'm not doing anything and everything's changed. Ian, is my head getting bigger?
Yes, it is. But then what? Well, it's okay. You're not a big hat wearer, so it's not like you're gonna notice.
Yes, I am. I am the wrong bird. Fuck, man. Damn.
Yeah, Bert, you know, you're the only one that can shut this down. As long as you let Ion keep doing this, he will keep doing this. You're the only one that can shut it down.
But it's his difference. Thanks, Carolyn. He's doing great. But the reality, though, darling, Carolyn, he is doing fabulous. He is doing fabulous. Because it won't be long. We're going to have him take a tin blade and cut his little finger off and watch it grow back. And don't worry, we'll take care of that. We'll just have it chopped off, and then you can grow it back. It'll be great fun. So if you chop it off, just either stick it back on or toss it away and make another one. It's fine. You'll see.
Okay.
No big deal.
All right.
Don't worry about that. If that occurs, don't worry about it. But you don't have to go rush out and do it. But here's what happened. You're going to start. Now we know. But the point is, now you're fixing to have the opportunity to start running the angels. For all this time, they've been running you. That's the difference. Now, for the first time, just now, you actually have their attention. So now we have to put you on point. Make sure you are cognizantly aware. Make sure you are aware. Because, see, this is some of the stuff that Chaz, and you understand Chaz walked in here. She went from fucking zero to hero overnight. People have been digging in this shit forever, and she's walked in and was like zooming.
Yes, she has.
I mean, she's living over there and on the fifth floor of Paradise Central, cooking up all kinds of crazy stuff. If we ever get her a grimoire, she's going to be something else now, let me tell you. It'll be like Barbara Stanwyck. Yeah, big belly.
Okay, Ion, I was looking at some notes, and I found something interesting. You gave me, in November 2014, 8 heirs that you said you came from. But then I just look, one of the heirs does not exist.
Oh. How about that?
How about that, Bert? How about that?
What
people,
about,
The non-physical that is not.
What about that, though?
Yeah. non-physical, that is not.
You gave a 31st air. Is that 31st air a reality now that you're moving into the physical? Because in 2014 it wasn't.
It will. We're not going to overload it yet because see, you just now got the memo that you've had the transfer of power. You just now had the transfer of power. Now is the first chance you've actually had. You had something bigger than you that has now imbued you with power from the trumpet of God. So how are you going to argue with that?
I'm not.
It's pretty exciting.
Hmm.
Pretty exciting. Now, you ready to talk about the money?
Yes.
Do you have a specific question, or do we expose you here in front of two of your great friends?
Hey, Bert, I'm going to ask you, in the head topic, was fitting his weight put on top of it? I have here his head
and
fitting his weight.
A leather bound. Okay. A leather bound.
Bob, do you have a leather-bound Finnegan's Wake in the library? You can send him right quick. Just lay it on the table.
No,
don't put it on the fucking
floor.
I don't have one, Bert.
Okay.
Don't believe it. He got one from the Gideons. Don't you believe it.
Okay, I have a specific figure in my head.
Oh, don't do that.
That's
the trouble.
Okay.
Don't do that. No, we're not talking about that. That's no problem. That's fine.
Okay.
The question is, the direction of power is how you apply it. And that's what you're talking about. So if you're going to make room for that much, Biggin, you already, your body can't contain what you're doing now. What would you do if you had that?
Okay, I got you. All right.
Let's say that another way. Don't fuck with us unless you really want to fuck.
I'm a fuck. Got you. I hear you loud and clear, Ion.
But it's all is possible. Now, see, if you talk to the Bob would say, now we're negotiating, you see. So
if that's the case,
it's on. There's no trouble. That's fine. No problem. Now what's going to happen is we're going to pull back and we're going to go, okay, and then we're going to see. And then you're going to do little by little because you don't want to overwhelm anything.
Right. Sort of like the progress I should make with the OA then movements then.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
That's clear. Thank you.
Now,
Barry,
your contracts are up.
My contracts are up.
Yep.
Can you go into that? I have no idea what you're talking about, my contracts. I'm not aware of any contracts that I have, unless there's some hidden contracts that I'm not aware of. Can you tell me about the contracts? I have not signed any paper with a contract, if that's the kind of contract you're referencing. Can you tell me what kind of contract? Is it a paper form of contract or a word of mouth contract?
We just do it that way. We put it on the goober snatch. You can work it out.
Okay, I'm trying to get what you just put in the goober snatcher, but it came up.
Oh.
Gotcha. Hey, I listened to, that's a nice song, by the way. Okay.
Yeah. Listen to it, and then that's a contract. You've not honored it.
All right, I'll look into that this week. Thank you.
Gene, put the words up.
What contract didn't you honor, Ed? I mean, Bert?
Tommy?
John?
These are people in your life.
Ociferous.
No, this is a song.
Thaddeus.
Some type of contract. The Ion is referencing Mediacology with this song that I heard this week in his playlist called The Martins, Shut the Do.
Oh, okay.
Shut the Do. Ion, a little reference to the soul. With the soul being disconnected.
They not the same. Huh? They prove to me they not the same.
Thanks, Gene. they prove to me they're not the same. So,
what are you looking
at? Okay, there's
no words,
the song lyrics that...
Jean put it up already. She's so good. Bob, these people are much more efficient than you.
Good. What's the topic the last 5 minutes, Bert?
Him
contract.
His contract.
You're not keeping my contracts.
What are contracts?
Apparently it's something involving me and this song that I'm going to have to figure out,
good.
Bob. Because right now,
good and bad.
I'm blank.
Good and bad was just a game, Bob.
Contract with some song.
Yes. Or contract reference.
Many years, many years, and many trials. They prove to me they not the same.
Not the same.
Okay.
And you're
so
saying
that.
That
good. And that'll straighten out the money. That'll straighten out the money stuff too, Biggin.
All right.
Okay. And now let's see. What was the other question? Your food's okay. Food tastes funny though, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Hey, come on,
yes,
man. Look, we're not going to keep fucking going through Bert's diet. People can't get on. We complain. Let's do that later, Ion.
Okay.
Ion has told me that this is very important. We're supposed to all be listening to the Bert's mutations. But it's getting a bit silly when you get into your recipe and all that. It's probably supremely important to every one of us. But on
that
your
was,
behalf,
that
of you 10,000 people trying to talk to Ion, I'm going to shut Bert down.
Recipe. That was Carolyn's fucking recipe, by the way. That was Carolyn's
fucking
recipe.
Fuck that shit.
You may make the bed. You may make
Carol
the bed.
Carolyn doesn't have recipes.
She
improvised.
She made the recipe.
I put the pate recipe on the Goober Snatcher.
Yeah.
And he just read
it?
He read it for Cha 2 hours ago.
And Bob's screaming.
What's it got to do with Bert?
And now Bob
is blaming me for the recipe.
This is.
So if I can do recipes, then Bert can do recipes.
So in Thelonious, no.
You were the one that wanted to
stop.
I'm talking food
Thelonious.
With Bert.
Yeah, and now he's changing recipes. My God, I will put a stop to this. Everybody's going
to
mute. We're going
to
mute everybody. You're going to listen to my monologue.
Bob hasn't talked in so long. He's just all boiling up. He's
changing recipes. Wait, what, Tupperware next? Tupperware, guys?
The chicken's ready.
Accelerated Tupperware. Okay,
chicken's
I got work
ready.
To do. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, Bert. I don't know what you got on that fucking bullshit topic, contracts, and some fucking lyrics. Jesus,
you
Bert.
Better quit
take
jumping
a break,
on
Bert.
Carolyn about
you better go over to Project Paperclip or whatever.
You
Project Camelot. Start listening to those people for a while, Bert.
Go to Rayland. Go by Rayland's house.
Yeah, go over to Rayland. Ask her. Exchange recipes with her. Okay.
Yeah, her bitches will talk to you.
I have one more question about the soul.
Course.
With the soul being disconnected, will the eyes be disconnected from the soul?
Ask it again.
With the soul being disconnected, will the eyes be disconnected from the soul?
No, they will not. They will mirror exactly what it is. That's how we can tell your ascension.
Is that okay? You also said that the soul is connected to the cloud. The cloud is taking over the soul. Is that what you're referring to? That you could see?
And the hip bone's connected to the leg bone.
Okay, we don't need to go there. I know. All right. That's good. I'm fine, Bob.
Okay. Thanks. Good question. But what was that last question? Something about the soul?
How do you know it was a good question if you don't know what it was?
I'm psychic. I'm ahead of myself. I'm trying to get my mind to catch up to what I'm experiencing. I'm psychic, okay? Get over it. And it's not a talent anybody else can develop.
Make the damn
we don't have fucking
make
bullshit.
The damn
what I can do, nobody
make
can
the damn
do.
Popcorn.
Okay?
Popcorn,
not this, though. Everybody
popcorn,
can do what
popcorn,
I can do.
Popcorn,
no, nobody can do what
the
I
damn
do.
Popcorn. Popcorn.
Soul, yeah, make
popcorn,
the damn popcorn.
Soul being disconnected, Bob. Soul being disconnected that the eyes will not be disconnected.
Is that something they
the
said? When would the soul be disconnected?
When you
That's
ascend.
What we were talking about last week.
Oh, when we ascend. All right. Now, did you notice that Cha emphasizes the word soul a lot and had a lot of different concepts and worried about it and
yes.
vampires? Hope Shaw understood this all is fucking stupid.
She lives in fucking Spook Central, Bob. What do you expect?
She lives in Spook Central. Yeah, we used to look at the home last night. But the there's some fears
right
about
there.
The stole. See, your essence is not your soul. It's one of the main points, right, Bert? Hey, I'm trying to teach, Bert. I mean, I'm trying to teach. I'm teaching. Dogma 1, the soul is so fucking insignificant.
Easy Thelonious. Easy Thelonious.
Thelonious. Thelonious Monk? Yeah, Thelonious Monk.
Mm-hmm.
He was rather autistic. He was autistic. Bob's autistic. But no, the people, they do not use the word soul as a sacred entity around here. The soul's a damn fucking video recorder, and it's discharged and disconnected as soon as possible. Right, Bert?
Mm-hmm.
Where's my yes
That's
man?
It.
Your eyes can see it.
Yes. I'm the Bob's yes man. Yes.
It's the real to real. No one uses a real to real anymore, except for Bob. Real to real.
It's unreal to unreal. Virtual, they call it. Okay, good. All right.
Okay,
we're going to bring on the next.
Soul music. Soul music is colored music, Kyle.
Yeah, color music.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes,
E-I-E-I-O. Go ahead, Roxy.
Why is the Statue of Liberty behind Trump?
Oh, that's easy. Because it's all that's going to be left. It's the marker. It's the marker how high the water's going to go.
This week I've been seeing a lot the Three Kings. And in Cologne, you have the painting of the Three Kings, but with four horses. And the four horses of the apocalypse have the colors of the stages of the alchemy, the Nigreda, the Albedo, the Citrinitas, and the Rubedo. And also, Louis XIV was always in a chariot with four horses also.
It's existentialism. Good.
So who are then...
Ephesus, the kings are from Ephesus. They are from Ephesus.
And what about Trump putting, and maybe someone else, like maybe the Pope or who knows who, or Bob? Are those the Three Kings?
No.
So we see that you said the electric horse is... one of the apocalypse horses, and so there is this. These are the stages of the purification of matter. So, at which horse is now activated?
White horse.
So the purification.
We say purification. You mean the weeding out? We're going to weed the garden and drain the swamp, darling. Weed the garden and drain the swamp.
But was that the reason you were saying before we need carbon? That was like the Negrito stage?
Yeah, poor Angola.
And then what comes now?
Poor Angola.
What will be the Citrinitas horse? And then the Rubedo horse.
Try to see me with the inner eye, the heart. It sees the reality not subject to emotional or personal error. It sees the essence, intuition. Then it's the most important quality to develop.
I was working in the video of Flamel, and Abraham the Jew had these paintings with the prophecy of what is to come. So we see what is happening now. Victor Hugo contacted Flamel, and Flamel said he was in Mercury. Is Flamel really in another parallel world?
That's what they call a half world.
What about Pythagoras? He claimed he was the son of Hermes, and that he could remember his...
Hermes. It's chapter 125 of the Book of the Dead. The 42 principles.
He was treated as a god because he said he could hear the music of the spheres and he could follow the world.
Yeah. That's right.
And
Book of the Dead, Book of the Dead, 42 Principles, the Met.
Okay. In his school, there were these degrees, and after many years, one of the highest degrees was to study the dreams.
They were not dreams. They were connotations. Connotations. Same
but were
they
into...
Leopold. Don't forget Leopold.
What was really the detractive? Because you...
Naaman.
It's also in many of the coat of arms, for example, for the popes and very important people.
Yeah.
They have the...
Naaman.
As the spelling of Naaman, Roxy. How does he spell Naaman?
Okay. N-A-M-O-N.
N-O-N. Oh, Naamanon. That's Naamanon.
In Greek, daemon was spirit.
Oh, you're spelling diamond. Are you saying Naaman or diamond, Ian?
Naaman.
He's saying something different.
Naaman.
Yeah. N-A-M-E-O-N? N-A-M-O-N?
No.
Naaman?
No.
What? You're not going to say D-A-I. If you mispronounce it, you're going to say
no.
Daemon?
No, it's Naaman.
Well, spell it.
It's on the playlist this week.
Yeah, he changed the scale from 7 to 8 notes. And at the time, it was like scandal because the 7 is so important. The 7 lamps, the 7 everything.
This is the interval.
Yes, all music and Kepler and many people had been studying the intervals, and they think to understand how the universe works, we need to understand resonance and the intervals. Mm-hmm. So what is really this resonance about? Why will the tempers do all these cathedrals, or why are all these obelisks? I have the impression because things that are similar resonate and amplify. What were they trying to do with the resonance? Because you said we could attend with frequency. Yeah, you said we could ascend with frequency. Were they trying that path?
Yeah, basically. We put it on the Goober Snatcher for you, darling. But it's on the playlist, Bob.
In the churches you ask us to go to, there are these organs. And in Saint-Étienne du Mont, there is an organ that sounds like different. It's not so brilliant.
Imhotep.
There is also, besides the stairs, some sculptures, two sculptures that are supposed to be angels, but they don't have wings, like the painting of Leonardo of the Virgin of the Rocks. What was that, an Elohim or a Nephilim? What was it?
Outer Philemon. Put the words up, Gene. Name it.
If I go to Saint-Étienne du Mont, should I also, like in Saint-Eustache, listen to the organ?
Most absolutely.
The church was inaugurated by a guy called Gondi, and his family goes to Florence, and he connects them with the Chateau de Dampierre, and that's a place where all the alchemists went to, like Frank the First and Diane de Poitiers. Everybody was in that castle. But somehow this person connects with Florence and with all these French families. So who was he really?
like we did in your dream, it's a representation of a space holder. And that's all it was. It wasn't even real. It's like an in-between place of a representation, like Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy.
You mentioned to Greg the consonant vowels that are the E-A-O, E-I-E-O, you say.
The consonant vowels, A-E-I-O and U, and then E-I-E-I-O. That was the farmer.
Yeah, so why would letters be called consonants and vowels?
The lines and the spaces by rote. The alpha-centric numerical value placed on the resonant note. Make a YouTube about Philemon.
Okay.
Your work is beautiful because you take our words and sift it, and you put the right music behind it. It's good. Play some more colored music, though. It's good.
What is colored music? You talking about Motown?
No, there's a playlist, Bob. Well, you can see it one day.
Oh, it's a playlist of colored music. Okay, back to you, Roxy.
The pie is very important in the pyramid.
Well, it is very important. Okay, so do this. Let's do it tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow. So you got time now. You have time to re-listen to this, and you can go through it, and we'll do it. We'll connect the dots for the lines in space. We're going to do the treble clef tomorrow, Roxy, and we're going to do it all by rote, so you can do it in your mind like you're going to do it already. And then the pins and sort. You've got to sort the silverware drawer. Do you realize your silverware drawer is a mess? Straighten that out. Crazy.
Yes, I have too many things. I only need one of each.
No. You can have a million of them, but just make them very organized. There's never too much, but you have to organize it. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow, Bob. Play Naaman for them, Bob.
Thank you.
I don't know what that is. I don't even have a fucking playlist.
It's
I don't know why.
Playlist is. Don't be sick.
Gene, send the song.
Yeah, send me some shit. Send me your shit. Thank you very much, Ion. And Roxy, are you awake enough?
Happy day. We're going to see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Goodbye, Sugar Love. Thanks a lot for the playlist. Love your playlist.
When
to play it. Tell me what not to play. Okay, we're not going to play that.
Naaman is spelled N-A-A-M-A-N.
Oh, nice. Nice. Good, complicated spelling. N-A-A-M-A-N. Awesome. Never would have guessed that, Ion.
Yeah, it's in your goober snatcher.
Are you sure you're not leaving too early?
No, it's right on time.
Okay.
That's what it is every single week, Bob.
I don't know about that. That means you've only been here 2 hours.
But that's only because you played 9 hours of stupid music for 99 hours. There it is. Now you got all night to play your little music. It's beautiful.
No, we don't play it after we play it.
Eat your chicken. Eat all your 10 pounds.
Why don't you listen? Why don't you listen to our dialogue? See what it's like to be a passive listener. You never experienced that.
We can't.
Why don't
you let us? You don't send us flowers. You don't send us flowers. You don't sing us love songs. You just roll over and turn over and kiss us away. Do you remember when you couldn't wait to love us? You didn't want to leave us.
I'm disappointed in my non-physical. I manufactured an erroneous non-physical.
Yeah. Erroneous. But your limericks was a limerick.
My limericks were a memorex.
Yes.
You didn't say that. I caught you there.
Yep. Au revoir.
All right. Thank you very much.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.